360, my gifted Valentine.
This is Kurt Anderson, and you are listening to Studio 360. For the last month here, I've talked more about Valentine's Day than I have in the rest of my life combined. Because of our latest listener challenge, where we asked you to make a Valentine in the form of a GIF. Those very brief looping animations that are now the kudzu of the internet, proliferating everywhere. And you sent your GIF Valentines, many, many megabytes of them. The hosts of BuzzFeed's podcast Another Round chose the winner and runners-up, and not just because they're GIF veterans, but because they're young, groovy people. Heaven Nagatu and Tracy Clayton have looked at all of your GIFs hard, and they've come to a decision. Heaven and Tracy, welcome back to Studio 360.
Thanks for having us.
So, thanks for calling me groovy.
I think you qualify.
Thank you. Definitely qualify.
So the entries overall, there were fewer of the snarky, funny ones than I expected. It was a sweet group of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the most part, pretty earnest, I think.
Yeah.
People really seem to like love these days.
So I know you've picked a best Valentine gift, but first, I know there were a couple of honorable mentions. What were they?
Well, the one that I went back and forth the most about was the Hit Me on the Buzz one, of course.
Which was a gift that had just a picture of a cell phone and some confetti and the phrase, hit me on the buzz, which sounds like it ought to be a familiar phrase, but it isn't to me.
It isn't to anyone.
Well, describe its Tracy etymology.
My dad and I were out over Christmas, and he was trying to tell me to text him, but he couldn't get the phrase text me to come out, and what came out was hit me on the buzz, and I thought it was the funniest thing. So, kind of great. Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Yeah. And I've started to use it in my regular life. Like, all right, I hit you on the bus.
That entry was from Nakia Howell. And you had another finalist, right?
We had a very special one from a 9-year-old.
Yes.
It was just advice from a 9-year-old. And the advice was, don't fall in love with a praying mantis.
Which is all advice. Good advice from
Solid advice.
And very cute. This crude animation.
Describe what it looks like. It's cool.
So this beautiful GIF has this really cute animation of a praying mantis, and it forms a heart with its, you know, praying mantis
mandible
life.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yes.
That entry was submitted by the Wilder family, appropriately, Tanya and Neil and their kids Oscar and Maximo. And finally, there's only one winner. There can only be one winner, and there are two of you. So did you guys argue?
No, we happened to pick
the same exact winner.
Independently?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We did.
That's nice. And who made this one?
The winning GIF was made by Kara Zona. It was one that just spoke to me like nothing else on this planet has or could. It is a pair of hands, first making a heart, and then giving us two middle fingers.
But like seamlessly. The transition between the two, you're like, whoa, what's happening? And then you're there.
I mean, it's very artful. It's not just like what I would do if I tried to do that.
Yeah. Like the lighting was very like perfect and dramatic. And I think her face was in the background.
Yeah.
It was very lovely. And it encapsulates how I feel about love these days.
Really?
Yes.
It's like a very nice, short, exquisite representation of all the feelings of Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're going to give Kara a call and tell her the good news.
Cool.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Kara?
This is Kara.
Hi, Kara. This is Kurt Anderson. I'm the host of Studio 360.
Great. How are you doing today?
Good. I wanted to thank you for submitting your really wonderful Valentine gift to our contest.
Thank you.
If you can hold on just a second, I've got a couple of other people here on the line who want to check in with you. Okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Hi, Kara. This is Heaven.
And this is Tracy.
Hello.
Hi.
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. We absolutely loved your GIF. It looks the exact way that my heart looks inside of me right now. And we're very, very happy to tell you that you have won the contest.
Woo! Yay! Thank you.
I'm going to send this to everybody that I know for Valentine's Day.
For real.
Thank you.
So, Kara, talk about the thinking that went into this GIF.
The GIF, I felt like on its most basic level, would be about like love or hate or any relationship with quarrels. I think also another level could be like artists and their clients and like their relationship with that. But on the other level too, it's just supposed to be a funny and mischief. Yeah.
So you're not making a grand statement about both loving and despising everyone and everything on earth.
I mean, I think you can get that out of it, you know?
Have you been making gifts for a long time?
I've been doing it for a few years, yeah. Probably taking it more seriously the past, like, year and a half.
Uh-huh.
I studied animation, and through that, I kind of got to, I like how, the way GIFs constantly loop and they're seamless.
Yeah, it was really, really great work. Where do you live, Kara?
I live right outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Southern girl.
Well, congratulations.
You blew the competition away.
Yeah, congrats on being awesome.
Mm-hmm. And also congrats on pronouncing it GIF. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's supposed to be called. So
yes,
GIF.
Thank you. Thank you. So glad we picked you as a winner.
Well, carry on, Kara, and thanks for doing this for us.
Of course, yeah. Thank you again.
Okay.
Bye.
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 And Heaven and Tracy, thank you so much for judging this for us. It has been a pleasure.
Thanks for allowing us to help.
You can see all the gifts we received, including Kara's winning one, along with Heaven and Tracy's other favorites at studio360.org.